continuing our journey of wisdom. Before I get started on the message, I just want to share with you, since we're on wisdom, when we look at the news or hear about a young person in trouble with the law, what's the first thing come to mind? First thing come to my mind is the parents. Think about the parents. And you wonder whether that child was brought up under the Lord's rule in wisdom. First person you think about is the father. Think about the father. Did he bring that child up the right way? Did he share with that child the consequences of not having the wisdom of God? Think about the family, the mother and the father. Even if the father's exiled from the family, mothers, I still pray that you would encourage the father to share God's wisdom with that child. Even when the family is together in the house, it may be a different yoke. Sometimes the mother may be in Christ and the father not. The enemy is present. It's not on one accord in that house. So I just pray that we would keep our households under the Lord's rule. Reach out. When we know wisdom, we have to reach out to others. Share our wisdom that the Lord has given us. Our community, our loved ones need the wisdom of God. The wisdom of God. Let us pray. Father, we come to you this morning, Father, asking and praying for your wisdom to reach our hearts, Father. Father, I pray that you go and just open our hearts and open our minds to receive your word this morning, Father. And may this word go miles and miles out, Father. I pray that your divine appointments, this word reach your divine appointments, Father. Father, pray over all the hearts that are here today. Open their ears to hear and their hearts to understand. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Again, wisdom. Today's message is no wisdom. No wisdom. Today we will be going over some resources to know wisdom. Resources that only God himself can give us to know wisdom. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, these resources we must have as Christians. There's no ifs, ands, buts about it. We must possess these resources that only God, through the Holy Spirit, can give. And when I think about wisdom, I have a couple of testimonies about wisdom in my life. One of them is my father. Love my father dearly. Miss him dearly. My father worked for Sunbeam Bakery Company, delivering bread. He drove a tractor trailer, 18-wheeler, out to Fort Jackson every day. He covered the whole base, supplied the whole base, the commissary and all of the mess halls with bread and sweets and honey buns and cakes with the tractor trailer full. So after high school a few years, he had me working with him. And when we first started, he told me, he said, "Ron, you don't know how to drive a truck, do you?" I said, "No." He said, "You know, especially stick shift." I said, "No, I never have." He said, "Well, don't let them know that you don't know." I said, okay. So we start 5 o'clock in the morning. We go to the warehouse. He said, "Watch everything that I do. So he had the paper, read off the list what we got, read it, match it up, load it on the truck. Match it up, load it on the truck, 18-wheeler full. Gets in the truck to go do the route. Dad said, "Watch me, just watch me. When I drive this truck," he said, "the truck will tell you when it's time to change gears." I said, okay. So we drive, we get to the commissary. He said, "Now, I got to back this truck in. He said, when I pull in, watch me. I'm going to pull all the way up. This is our dock. I'm going to pull all the way up. And I'm going to line my tire up with the door of this dock. And I'm going to back straight in. Back straight in. Back straight in. Boom. Perfect. Every time. Every time. Not too long after that, my dad took sick. But work must continue. So I had to go in alone. Remembering what my dad said, okay, make sure the bread is counted, load it up. Count it, load it up. Loaded the truck. Looking around, waiting. Who's going to drive this truck for me? Go to the plant manager. Is anybody going with me? He said, well, Ron, everybody's out on routes right now. I say, oh, okay. He said, you got it? I say, yes. Never did a day in my life. Goes, get in the truck. As soon as I got in that truck, everything my father told me came to remember. It was like he was driving that truck. I did everything that he told me to do. And before I knew it, I was changing gears. Back in the truck here, I followed the wisdom that my dad had for me. Not knowing that that was his last day on that job, that I would be taking over that route. Not knowing that. But I followed and listened to the wisdom that he had for me. And it made a big difference in my life. Second wisdom I want to talk about is godly wisdom. The godly wisdom that I experienced when I walked through those doors. I came here in search of God. So I went to a man that I knew God, Pastor Ned. And he discipled me in that back room. But also, God knew what I was in search of, his wisdom. So when he opened that room up for Bible study, there were two other men that came in that room with us. Pastor Garland, great man of God, a mentor to everybody he comes in contact with. Dr. Jack Layman entered through those doors and continue, God, we pray to continue to bless him and his family, Ms. Liz and their family, and cover them and keep them uplifted in the name of Jesus. Jack Layman, who I like to call a walking Bible, entered into those doors back there. And I knew God had a plan because I looked around and I felt like I had no business in this room with them. I'm sitting in the room with basically what I call the three wise men. So I soaked up all of that godly wisdom in there. That's how I knew what godly wisdom was. There was living examples of godly wisdom around me in that room. God is awesome. Wisdom is all around us, all around us. Thank you, God. Thank you. So today we're on a journey to know wisdom. We're all called to know wisdom, to have wisdom, to understand wisdom. We must seek wisdom. Seek it. Seek it. Now, it might be hard today to find those that actually seek wisdom, that want to seek wisdom. Why do I say that? Because everyone knows everything about everything these days, right? Everyone knows everything about everything and everybody. We are wise in our own minds. And the Bible tells us what? Do not be wise in our own minds. See, wisdom didn't start from you and I. But when we know a little bit of something about something, we know how to stretch it, don't we? We know how to stretch it. The Bible says that the gain of wisdom is better than the gain of silver. And the profit of wisdom is better than gold. That wisdom is more precious than any jewel. So whether you have on gold, silver, or the finest jewels. It does not compare to wisdom. The Bible says that nothing you may desire can compare to wisdom. Nothing you desire may compare to wisdom. The Lord founded the earth. All of this on wisdom. So why wouldn't we want wisdom? Yes. Today, church, we'll be reading from Proverbs 1:1-7, if you have your Bibles with you. Proverbs 1-7, and I will be reading straight through Proverbs 1-7. Here we go, the Lord's word. The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to understand words of insight, to receive instruction in wise dealing, in righteousness, justice, and equity, to give prudence to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the youth. Let the wise hear and increase in learning, and the one who understands obtain guidance. Amen. To understand a proverb and a saying, the words of the wise and their riddles. Verse 8. Fear the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instructions. Amen. Amen. We have no fools in the house today. So today we want to know wisdom, church. We want to know wisdom. Look at this robe. No wisdom. No wisdom. I want to know wisdom. Do you want to know wisdom? Yes. Yes. We quick to say yes, but you know, our actions, our choices, our decisions, is our truth. Which path of life will you decide to go? Which road will you choose to travel? The road of wisdom that leads to a good life? Or the road of folly and foolishness that leads to a hard life? Jesus made it clear when he said, the gate is narrow and hard that leads to life and wisdom. And few will travel through that gate. Few. And the gate is wide and easy that leads to destruction, death, foolishness. But many will travel through that gate. Many. The gate of wise and life, wisdom and life, only a few will travel. A few. But many will travel through that gate of death, destruction, and foolishness. So what's that saying, church? Those of us here that are in Christ, that chooses to walk with God, we are the minority. We are the minority in this world. Those of us that choose to know wisdom are the minority in this world. So don't be surprised in what you see in this world. All we can do is reach out to try to share God's wisdom. Share God's wisdom. Proverbs 1:1. The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. God had appointed Solomon to be king. Solomon was known as one of the wisest men in the Bible. Solomon was actually deemed wise by God. By God. Solomon was the son of David. And we all know David. So you ask, why was Solomon deemed wise by God? That's a big achievement. Big achievement. Wow. Do you believe in James 1:5 when it says, if any of you should lack wisdom, let him ask God who gives generously? Well, this is an example of that. God had asked Solomon, what shall I give you, Solomon? What do you need to lead my people? Now, the answer Solomon gave, that's why God seen him to be wise. And I want to read that to you because it's a great story. It's a great story. It's going to come from 1 Kings 3, 5 through 14. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night. And God said, ask what I shall give you. And Solomon said, you have shown great and steadfast love to your servant David, my father, because he walked before you in faithfulness, in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart towards you. And you have kept him, this great steadfast love, and have given him a son to sit on the throne this day. And now, O Lord, my God, you have made your servant king in place of my father, David. Now, Solomon is the king now. So he's saying, thank you, God. Although I am but a little child, I do not know how to go out or come in. He's telling God he don't think he's worthy. And your servant is in the midst of your people, whom you have chosen, a great many people, too many to be numbered or counted for multitude. This is Solomon's answer to that question. What shall I give you? Solomon says, give your servant, therefore, an understanding mind to govern your people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to govern this great people? It pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this, and God said to him, because you have asked this, and you have not asked yourself of long life, riches, or the life of your enemies, but you have asked yourself understanding to discern what is right. Behold, I now do according to your word. Behold, I give you a wise and discerning mind, so that none like you have been before you, and none like you shall rise after you. I give you also what you have not asked for, both riches and honor, so that no other king shall compare with you all your days. And if you walk in my ways, keeping my statutes and my commandments, as your father David walked, then I will lengthen your days, said the Lord. Solomon didn't pray for all the riches in the world. Solomon didn't pray for all the houses, cars in the world. Solomon prayed for wisdom. 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 And you ask yourself, why would Solomon pray for wisdom? Because Solomon had the knowledge of God. The knowledge of God. Solomon knew the attributes of God. He knew the heart of God. He knew the heart of God. He knew that the power of life and death was in the breath of God. Was in the breath of God. Solomon also had the knowledge of God through his father, David. Through his father, David. David, his father, on his dying bed, shared wisdom from God to Solomon so that Solomon would know what to do when the Lord appointed him king. It's not up here, but I want to read that wisdom that Solomon shared on his dying bed to his son. It says this, 1 Kings 2, 2 through 4. I am about to go the way of all the earth. Be strong and show yourself a man. and keep the charge of the Lord your God, walking in his ways, keeping his statutes and his commandments, his rules, his testimonies, and it is written in the law of Moses, that you may prosper in all that you do and wherever you turn, that the Lord may establish his word that he spoke concerning me, saying, if your sons pay close attention to their way, to walk before me in faithfulness with all their heart and with all their soul, you shall not lack a man on the throne of Israel. Wisdom by a father to a son. Wisdom. David has given his son Solomon wisdom to walk in the knowledge of God. To walk in the knowledge of God. We need the knowledge of God to know wisdom, church. To know wisdom. Now think about it. When God asked Solomon, what shall I give you? What shall I give you? Why did Solomon answer that way? Solomon knew, in that moment, Solomon knew the will of God. He knew the will of God that God had for his life. To know wisdom, we must know the will of God, church. The will of God. The Bible tells us that a wise man ponders his words before he speaks. Solomon knew that if he answered any other way outside of the will of God, it may have not went that way. May have not went that way. See, Solomon knew he had the knowledge of God. He knew the will of God. He knew the will of God, and he knew that he needed the wisdom of God to lead his people in the will of God and instruction of God. And now, church, one of those resources that we need is the fear of the Lord, to know wisdom. The fear of the Lord. Remember I said these resources that we only can receive from God, that we must pray for daily. We must have these resources in us. As Christians, we must have them. Must. The fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord. Proverbs 1:7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instructions. Fools despise wisdom and instructions. The fear of the Lord. Knowing the power of the Lord, the supreme authority of the Lord, the reverence of the Lord. That's why we bow to the Lord. We bow to the Lord. We also know that the Lord God is holy. The Lord God is just. Most of all, we know that the Lord God is love. Love. But we also know there will be judgment. There will be judgment. So when it says fools despise wisdom and instructions, saying foolish people are not concerned about the consequences of their sins. And there is no fear of the Lord to even know wisdom. No fear to even know wisdom. Foolish people will do foolish things. Wise people will fear the Lord, will fear the Lord. And church, another one of those resources that we need from the Lord is insight. Insight. I think about my brother Drayson, when he brought his message a few weeks ago, he talked about how you must go deeper into the Word of God. Deeper into the Word of God. And insight is the being able to see and understand clearly. Clearly. What comes to mind is the Word of God. what comes to mind is the parables of Jesus. The parables of Jesus. How many times did you have to read those parables to really get it? The plainest words Jesus put down. Couldn't understand them. Couldn't understand them. You had to dig deeper. Deeper to get the meaning, to receive that meaning. All through the power of the Holy Spirit. But we had to dig deeper. Insight. When we read the word of God, pray for that insight to understand what it really means. What that simple word really means. Insight. Proverbs 1:2. To know wisdom and instruction, to understand words of insight. Words of insight. Also, church, to know wisdom, we must have discernment. Discernment. Must have discernment. The ability to decide right and wrong. Making careful distinctions about what is true. The decision, you think about it, is this decision right and wise? Or is this decision wrong and foolish? Distinction. The Bible talks about discerning spirits, discerning of the spirits. Is this the spirit of God? Or is the spirit of evil that's talking to me? Now, when I say spirits, I mean the person next to you, the person that's in your ear. Where is that coming from, what they're saying to you? Let them talk. Here, is it God or is it of evil? Is it for me to follow that path or turn away from that path? Discernment. Discernment, church. Another one of these resources that we need from God to know wisdom is godly understanding. Godly understanding. Proverbs 3:5, one of my favorite verses. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. Why? Why would he say that? Our understanding is not God's understanding. It's not God's understanding. Our understanding can lead us down a dark and lonely path. Our understanding is limited. Limited. We don't like to hear that, but our understanding is very limited. Limited. Our understanding is dangerous. Dangerous. Without the understanding of God about this life, you can fall into a life of depression, a life of stress. A life of stress. Life of hurt. A life of pain without godly understanding. I remember when my dad died. I didn't know the Lord. My dad died. It was tough. It was tough because I didn't understand. I tried to understand, but I couldn't. It tore me apart. It could have been terrible, terrible. I think about it today. It was bad. It was bad because I did not understand. I tried to understand it. I tried to wonder, how's my dad feeling that he's gone? Where is he at? Is he thinking about me? What's going on? I did not know. And it ate me up inside. It ate me up because I tried to understand it on my own. Church, we need God's understanding about this life. We cannot lean on our own understanding because we don't know the things of God like he does. So pay attention to his word because it teaches us all about this life. And in the midst of our days when things happen, church, and we try to go and lean on our own understanding about it. Why this? Why that? Know that we have a good God on the throne that understands he's in control of everything that happens. Even sometimes when it doesn't go in our favor. Just go and pray to him. God, I understand that you know what's going on. Stop the worrying and stressing about this life that you have no control over, really. None. None. And when we try to control it, you know what we're saying? We don't trust God. We're not trusting God. Because it's not meant for us in the natural to understand the things of God. We must be in the spirit to understand the things of God. We must have the Holy Spirit in us through Jesus Christ, our Savior, to understand the things of God. You will never know if you don't accept Christ in your life. You'll never know the full extent of this life. You'll never get it. You never get it. The bottom line, church, is we must trust God to know wisdom. But when we don't, we think that we know and have more wisdom than God when we lean on our own understanding. And God is not pleased with us when we do that. Not at all. Not at all. Church, the next one is humility. To know wisdom, we must have humility. Humble ourselves, church. Humble ourselves. Naturally, you know, we have our own selfish ways. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. I'm first to admit it. Not about just money and possessions, but our own agendas. We like to put ourselves above others, place our agendas before others. It's the me first attitude. The me first attitude. Philippians 2:3. God's word says this. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. The word of God. The word of God. One of Jesus' biggest teachings is to love others. To love others. Putting others first. That's what he tells us to do as Christians. Putting others first. And he says he will take care of us. We do that and he will take care of us. Don't worry about it. Put others before you, and I will take care of you. The perfect example of humbling yourself is Jesus. Is Jesus. Think about the cross. Jesus humbled himself before the Father and before man, the whole world. Just before the cross, just before the cross, Jesus went and prayed. He went and prayed to the Father. He said, Father, if you are willing, remove this cup of death from me. He said, not my will, Father, but yours be done. Jesus humbled himself even into death. Into death. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, God. We glorify you, Jesus. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, for your sacrifice, for your love, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Humbling ourselves before the Lord. Praises be to God Almighty. Praises be to God Almighty. In church, we must humble ourselves to listen. We must humble ourselves to listen. Listening is the key to wisdom. Listening is the key to wisdom. James 1:19 reads, "Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger." Humble ourselves to listen. When we're in conversations with others, we must humble ourselves to listen, even when we think we're right and they're wrong. I know it's hard. Because, again, we're right. We're wise in our own minds. And we understand everything sometimes, right? But God has commanded us to humble ourselves before others and lend an ear. Lend our ear to others. That we may know wisdom. See, when we let other people speak, we must listen closely. Listen. God gives us discernment. To know whether that person speaking is speaking from good or speaking from bad. Speaking from God or speaking from the enemy. Listen. Humble ourselves to listen to others, no matter the age. Last week we was in Bible study, and David joined in on the Bible study. And, you know, we have these kids pray for us a lot. He's in, elementary, middle school, and he prays for us a lot. And I'm just thrown back on it because it's such a blessing to see kids praying for us as adults. And when he brought up in Bible study something that the pastor had shared in his Sunday message, it almost blew me away. Because to be paying attention as a young child that has all of that going on in school and, you know, the peer pressure of everything, to be attentive to the word of God like that, to understand wisdom. So it don't depend on the age. We can always learn from everybody, learn wisdom from everyone. Church, to know wisdom is Jesus. Jesus, through the power of the Holy Spirit, Jesus holds wisdom in the palm of his hands. Because if you accept Christ, you receive the Holy Spirit, who the Bible says teaches all things. Teaches all things. The way to wisdom is Jesus. Jesus humbled himself before the Father, before man, when he walked this earth. When Jesus told the disciples, "Follow me, follow me." They didn't know they was going on a journey of a life of wisdom. And now, church, today, when we open our word and read our Bibles, we are learning from those same disciples that Jesus passed that wisdom to. The cycle continues, and we must continue that cycle of wisdom in our lives and in the lives of our communities, our kids, our families, and loved ones. Church, it's a must that we know wisdom. We get to know wisdom. Because the circumstances of not knowing wisdom is too harsh, too bad. Unwise decisions and choices in life is costly. In the marriage, an unwise decision can cause a divorce. Relationship, unwise decision or choice, separation. In life, an unwise decision can cost you your life. Every day we look on the news, what we see? A young child losing his life. Unwise decision. Somehow we have gotten away from seeking wisdom. We don't know it all, church. We don't. We need these resources of God. We need them. We must pray for them daily. And we must also uphold them in our lives. We need wisdom. Most of all, we need that godly wisdom. Thank you, church, for allowing me to come before you today with God's word. It's been a pleasure and an honor. Thank you so much.